Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Still some fog in the area, so be aware of that. 8:13 on this Thursday morning, November 20th. Dr. B joins us, our friend, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. How you doing, Dr. B?
Hey, Tommy. I'm doing good. How about you?
I am okay, sir. Thanks for taking the time with us this morning. Nearly one in six people in Louisiana are food insecure. That's over 800,000 people, more than the populations of Shreveport, Monroe, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans combined. Dr. B is going to talk about food insecurity and how you can make a difference during this holiday season. First of all, Doc, what is food insecurity?
Yeah, Tommy, that's a huge number, and food insecurity affects a lot of people. It really just means that you don't have enough food to live an active and healthy life. And, you know, for some, that might mean skipping some meals or eating smaller portions to make it last longer. For some, it might be consistently eating meals with no variety and really few nutrients that you really need. And sometimes food insecurity can be temporary. You know, it might be caused by sudden changes in your life, maybe a layoff or a natural disaster. But sometimes it can be real chronic, and, you know, meaning it lasts a long time. And that chronic insecurity is often related to poverty, homelessness, or other serious problems.
What kind of problems, Doc?
Well, you know, we often hear food security as an individual problem. You know, some people say it's the result of poor personal choices, but all the research shows that that is not true. You know, according to Feeding America, the food insecurity is more closely related to really complex factors, things like low-paying jobs, lack of affordable housing, racism and other forms of discrimination can come into play. And then what everybody's experiencing, this rising cost of groceries, childcare, and utilities as well.
Is there a group that's more impacted by food insecurity than others?
Yeah, you know, here in Louisiana, it typically does affect communities of color and in particular rural communities, and we have a lot of those. They have high rates of food insecurity, and it's related to those factors we were just talking about, as well as the number of food deserts that are here in our state.
Yeah, food deserts, different spelling. Food desert, something completely different. What is a food desert?
Yeah, so a food desert is any place in the state where it's hard to get affordable and nutritious food. And often you find this in rural places or maybe low income areas where they just don't have a full service grocery. And so sometimes the most accessible options for food are things like convenience stores or corner stores, maybe fast food restaurants, and those often have higher prices and a lot less variety than a traditional supermarket would be. And though some people who live in food deserts can travel to a place where they can actually shop at a supermarket, that's going to require a lot of gas, reliable transportation, and a lot of people just don't have that.
Who else might be commonly impacted by food insecurity?
Yeah, in particular, older adults have a much higher rate of food insecurity, especially here in Louisiana. And across the state, actually, 13% of people that are over the age of 60 often struggle to just put food on the table. And in the New Orleans and Metairie areas, that number is even higher, closer to 15%. And, you know, there's a couple of reasons for that. Older adults, a lot of times, are on a fixed income. They're probably paying high health care costs as well. So they just don't have as much, you know, money to pay for food. And older adults can live alone, so they have less support. They may have, you know, no transportation or no reliable transportation. So it's going to make it real hard to get to a grocery store or a food pantry.
I know food insecurity can affect health in an adverse way. Talk about that, if you would, please.
Yeah, it absolutely affects health. And you know, hunger and health are very connected. And people who are food insecure are going to be more likely to develop some of those long-lasting health conditions we talk about, diabetes and heart disease. They can also suffer from depression because of that food insecurity. And because of that, they tend to have higher health care costs and sometimes even more frequent hospital stays, which makes the situation worse.
Why is that?
So when you eat a nutrient-rich diet, that really fuels your body. It can boost your immunity. It's going to strengthen your heart, bones, and muscles. And if you don't have consistent access to those healthy foods, you're just not going to get any of those health benefits. And people who are food insecure, you know, typically have a limited budget. So sometimes they have to make really tough decisions. They may have to choose between buying food or maybe buying their medications, which we know can be very expensive. And both of those options can have a lot of serious consequences.
We'll take a break. We come back. We'll talk about how people's health is helping to combat hunger this holiday season. But before we do that, doctor, as a physician, talk about how, if you will, people can be overweight but be malnourished all at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you may think people that are overweight have access to plenty of food, but is it good food? Is it the right type of food? And so a lot of times people with obesity are eating things that are not as good for them, and that's why they are heavier, but it does not mean they're healthy.
So they could actually be eating things just to have something to eat that are making them sicker and making them more overweight. And from an outside appearance, it would be, well, what, you're not hungry? What do you mean you're hungry? Look at you, you're overweight. But the fact of the matter is you're not getting the proper nutrition.
Yeah, it's not good for you, food. It may just be whatever you can access wherever you are that's close by. And just like you said, if it's not nutritious, that actually is going to lead to a higher disease burden and probably additional cost in the healthcare system.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. We're talking to Dr. Brent Wallace, Dr. B, our friend, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. Nearly one in six people in Louisiana are food insecure. That's over 800,000 people. And if you add it up, it's more than the populations of Shreveport, Monroe, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans combined. We'll talk about what People's Health is doing to help fight that when we come back. Right now, we pause for traffic 30 seconds early here on WWL. 8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Dr. B, our friend, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, talking about food insecurity. Nearly one in six people in Louisiana are food insecure. Over 800,000 more than the populations of Shreveport, Monroe, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans combined. Doc, what is People's Health doing to combat hunger during this holiday season?
Yeah, so we serve about 150,000 people with Medicare, and a lot of those individuals are older adults, and now we know a lot of those adults have food insecurity. So, you know, we're looking for ways to invest in the communities that we serve, and the holiday season is a really great time to do this. And this year we are hosting community meals for the local councils on aging. We're really hoping it provides an opportunity for those seniors to come together, connect over a festive meal.
How can listeners combat hunger or help in the effort to combat hunger?
Yeah, there's a whole lot you can do. And one of the biggest things is support your local food bank. And a lot of people don't realize, but cash donations are usually preferred to the food banks because they have access to bulk pricing and manufacturer discount programs. In fact, the Food Bank of Northwest Louisiana says that about a $1 donation allows it to distribute about $10 worth of food. Mm-hmm. So it can really go a long way. If you prefer to donate food items, there's a lot of things you can do, but keep in mind they need to be non-perishable in general. So things like proteins, peanut butter, canned fish, grains, make sure you choose brown rice and whole grain pasta. That's healthier. Lentils or canned beans are really good. And then if you do produce, it needs to be dried or canned fruits and vegetables.
How else can people give back?
So you can really make a difference in your individual community by doing something simple like stocking a community fridge. And if you go online, you can actually find those refrigerators all over town. You can actually donate eggs and milk and some more perishable vegetables and fruits to those centers. And, look for community gardens, too, that are growing fresh fruits and vegetables that can be distributed to the people. Donate to a school food pantry or, something really simple. Look in your own neighborhood. There may be a neighbor you have that doesn't have transportation and can't get to the grocery store. Tell them that you'll go shop for them. That can be really, really meaningful right by your home.
And how can people get food assistance if they're on the other side of it and need it and can't help?
Yeah, if you're not sure where to start, really the best place is to call the National Hunger Hotline, and it's 1-866-3-HUNGRY. A representative there is going to help you find all of these local meal sites, food banks, and give you any information you need. There's a lot of resources available online as well. There's a website called feedinglouisiana.org that will show you all the programs and organizations we have in our areas.
And now that we've talked about physical health, real quick word about mental health in this holiday season, maybe checking on your neighbors or some loved ones, Doc, to make sure they're okay?
Yeah, it's really important. This time of year, people can get depressed about the holidays, especially if they've lost loved ones. So it really is important that, you're walking around, you're checking on your neighbors, you're reaching out and calling people, because that little bit of contact can really make a difference to people during the holiday season.
Thank you, Doc. I appreciate it. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, you and your family, and Remy, the boxer.
Thanks, Tommy.
Don't forget about him. All right, thank you. Y'all can find out more about People's Health. The Medicare open enrollment runs until December 7th. You can visit the People's Health Medicare Center in Metairie, 3017 Vets. It's located between North Causeway Boulevard and Trader Joe's. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome, and they'll walk you through the entire process. You can go to peopleshealth.com or you can call them at 1-800-978-9765. 8:30 on a button for that. Time now, rather. We go to WWL First News, and with that, Ian Ozan. 8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Daniel Rosas, an immigration attorney, about your rights and what your obligations are if you are stopped by Border Patrol, because we understand they could be here as early as Friday. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. It's David Rosas.
What'd I say?
Daniel, it's okay.
I'm sorry. I don't know what he told me that. Let me fix that right now, David.
Right. Yep, there you go.
Taking the time to be with us. Let me get some liquid guest sheet out here and fix that up. David, no, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Sorry, kidding. Yeah, no big deal.
David Rosas. No, it is a big deal. It's your name. Let's talk about if you are stopped by ICE in public, what are your responsibilities and what are your rights? Because, it kind of goes both ways, right? I guess, however you want to present this, sir, it's up to you because you know how to best present the material.
I mean, the reality is that every single person in this great country of ours has a right to remain silent, right? And so immigrants, as well as U.S. citizens, do not have to answer any questions. They don't have to reveal any type of immigration status. They don't have to sign any papers. They can simply exercise their right to remain silent.
All right. What about the actual interaction itself with the Border Patrol agent? Should you?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You say you have the right to remain silent, but do you have to answer questions or not?
No. I mean, the whole point about Miranda warnings that apply to every single human being under the U.S. Supreme Court. And it basically states that you have a right to remain silent. You have a right to ask for an attorney. You don't have to, you don't have to say anything. You don't have to confirm anything. You don't have to show anything. That's not a requirement. Now, ICE may continue to investigate further if they believe that there's a suspect of a crime, and that's basically what it is. But, ICE, the Customs Border Patrol, this whole move, in my opinion, is not, it's a humanitarian crisis. And so I just think that people need to remember their rights, obviously, but I think also the public should be very aware that these are people who have rebuilt New Orleans, These are people who have been here, part of our community, long-term ties, who we've relied on to rebuild throughout Louisiana after, a number of 4 or 5 hurricanes in the last 20 years.
I know people that are olive-skinned that are concerned about this because they're concerned that they're going to be stopped or detained, and they want to make sure that they have the necessary identification on them. Are you forced to show identification if asked?
No, but the reality is that legal permanent residents in the United States are required to carry their legal permanent resident card. That is law. Okay. That is actual federal law that they are required to carry that identification. Again, though, I don't think that trumps your right to remain silent against unreasonable search and seizure. And so in that Fourth Amendment and your Miranda rights, I think that trumps all of these requirements. You have a right to remain silent. You have a right to ask to speak to an attorney. You do not have to notify them of your immigration status. None of that's required. You don't have to say one word.
Should you ask if you're free to leave or not?
Yes. I mean, the reality is that unless they're detaining you, you are free to leave. They're going to have to stop you and detain you and handcuff you based on whatever they're suspecting. I don't know how they're stopping anyone but for the color of their skin.
So who has to carry identification? I'm a little bit confused about that.
So legal permanent residents, there's a green card holders. It is someone who, let's say, married a U.S. citizen while they were on a tourist visa, or they came over because their spouse petitioned for them to live in the United States. They are not yet citizens. They are residents. And basically, they can stay residents for the rest of their life in the United States, and it's renewed every 10 years. They are required to carry that identification on them. It's an actual green card. It's called, the age-old green card. That's a legal permanent residency card. They're required. It's part of the requirements under federal law to carry that green card on them.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to David Rosas, an immigration attorney, about what you can expect once Border Patrol starts stopping people, or if you are stopped by Border Patrol. And I have heard from people who are of olive skin or maybe kind of look like they could be from somewhere else being stopped and or maybe even being detained. If you have any questions or comments, text them in the 504-260-1870, and I'll pass them along. We come back 851-9 till 9. Traffic now, WWL. 8:56, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Doc, back with David Rosas, an immigration attorney. Somebody texted in and said, is there a difference between immigration violation and constitutional rights or violation of criminal statutes and constitutional rights? I guess basically the question is, if you're being investigated for immigration violation only, are your constitutional rights limited?
No, not at all. Your constitutional rights are not limited. In fact, they trump every single other law of the land. You know, you have a right to remain silent. You have a right to not say anything. You have a right to an attorney. You have all of those things, you know. I mean, the universal principle is remain silent is not a guilty person's right. It's every single person's right, citizens, residents, you know, and immigrants.
So
I mean, most – go ahead.
Well,
you know, we ask Americans, you know, no American would want to surrender their own constitutional right just because they have nothing to hide, right? I mean, the reality is every single person in the United States, whether they are undocumented, whether they are a non-immigrant, whether they are a visiting person, whether they're a citizen or simply a resident, they fall under the same constitutional protections.
Somebody texted in and said, what about the difference with a work permit? Is that different than what you were talking about earlier? Because I know immigration law can get complicated.
Work permit is just someone who's permitted to work here. And a lot of times that might even be people who are fleeing violence, you know, who someone who is applying for asylum is entitled to a work permit while they're here pending their process. Also, people get work permits because they may be sponsored, like a doctor who comes from a different country. That's on an H-1B, for example. Those are different. Legal permanent residents are people who can remain here for the rest of their life and aren't required to have a work permit. They're a resident like a citizen, except they can't vote.
Somebody says, texted in and said, if you choose to remain silent, is there a likelihood that you're going to be taken into custody?
You know, and that's really the question that the age-old question is what happens when you exercise your constitutional right? Does that then mean that you're guilty? It doesn't. That doesn't mean that they may not arrest you, you know, but the reality is what evidence are they arresting you on? And this is something that we've been challenging over the past year, is these warrantless arrests based solely on what suspicion? The fact that they don't speak the language, the fact that they have different skin color. Those are the issues that we're playing out in the federal courts.
Any final thoughts?
You know, I just want everyone to remember, just anyone who's listening, this is a humanitarian crisis that's been politicized. And in my opinion, we cannot forget who rebuilt this city, who rebuilt this state. There's many, many, many minorities who did this, and a lot of them were immigrants.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. David Rosas, an immigration attorney. We're going to come back, talk to Michelle Johnson, Gaston Chair of Business at Loyola University, author of The Seismic Shift in You. She got a new book out. It could be very interesting when we return.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.